We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Anybody else think it's kind of ironic that the day after I do a show on You Know You're Getting Old When, I forget to bring in my reading glasses? Tim Wenger let me borrow his. Not quite the same prescription, but they're going to have to do. Now I feel like Tim Wenger. I feel like I should be in the other office doing management kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. So anyway, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. And we've got some rain coming down and some thunder and lightning storms that are affecting us right now. If you are, around North Tonawanda, Grand Island, all the way up to about the Niagara Falls Airport in Pendleton, you've got some nasty weather that is over you. And there's also some nasty weather from Batavia all the way to Rochester. For those of you driving along the New York State Thruway, you might be, if you can actually hear me above the static and the crackling that's probably going on in your radio, you're getting treated to quite a show of electricity along with these very high temperatures. You know, I put up something on Facebook. Is it too hot? Because, you know me, I happen to love summer. I enjoy summer. At the same time, I'm one of those people who medically has to legitimately watch it if it gets too cold or too hot. I'm not supposed to be exposed to either extreme, which kind of sucks because I was really looking forward to going out tonight and standing in a tent, but the past two nights I was absolutely drenched. So tonight I think we're going to take a break from the tent. But I asked people if it was too hot outside and whether or not they've decided not to do something they had planned outside because of the heat. Interesting reaction to that question on Facebook. Not too hot. Still bombing around on the ATV checking trail cams. Somebody else says, Tom, I love summer, but not when you need to chew your air before you breathe it. I'll be inside in front of my AC until this heat calms down. My wife, on the other hand, loves this heat. Crazy. If it isn't a minimum of 78, she's cold. Just stay hydrated and done. Blow a gasket. Somebody else says, yes, I definitely took cross-country skiing off today's agenda. Somebody else, I was outside drilling screw holes for a project. Sweat kept getting in my eyes and on the glasses, and I just gave up. Well, Chuck, on Facebook, you need to discover the joy of the bandana. People will think you're trying to be Axl Rose, but they do serve a very practical purpose along with tying the bandana thing into a headband. Works great. Keeps the hair out of my eyes and keeps the sweat out of there as well. Bad news is they do get kind of skanky after a while. Somebody else says they're not going to leave the house because of the heat. Somebody else says, I just think of all our service members in Iraq and Afghanistan. Not so bad now, is it? Well, the difference, of course, is these are young people in the prime and peak of health, and not everybody is young or in the prime and peak of health. So for a lot of people, this does become kind of a medical issue. Depending on what you've got wrong with you, it can be. High of 109 in the Santan Valley today. You guys are funny. Somebody checking in, I think, from a place where it's usually very, very hot. Making up for those growing degree days we missed in the spring. Bring on the heat and sun. Somebody else, never. Well, that's kind of a commercial. Let me move on. Nope, heat doesn't deter me, but cold and snow does. Somebody else thought I was joking with the question. And my answer to that was, no, I'm inquiring of others. I love summer. You know, I have some serious stuff that I wanted to get to today, unless you guys think I've been too serious lately, but the serious stuff seems to be resonating with a lot of people, so I've got it, just in case, and I've got a lot of stuff that we can get into. I want to remind you, speaking of weather really quickly, that if at any point you are deluged with rain if there is a horrible storm that you are in the middle of and you want to call in and tell us exactly what is going on. And God forbid, on a Friday in July, let me zoom in on this with Tim Wenger's reading glasses. If you're in Kenmore, you're getting a little bit of it. It seems to have moved past the city of Tonawanda and North Tonawanda and to the north all the way to Pendleton and into Lake Ontario country by Olcott. And there is some lightning and what looks to be heavy rain. Also, Grand Island is getting it, and the Niagara Peninsula of Ontario getting some really heavy rain right now. And there still is that heavy cell of rain and thunderstorm activity from Batavia to Rochester, which is now covering the 90, the New York State Thruway, heading east. So, obviously, we've got these storm situations going on, and I suspect this might be a situation we're going to be keeping an eye on all day today. But, you know, I was thinking before we came on the air, I was thinking of something, and I want to see if there's any interest in this as a topic. And it is, how in the world did we ever live without air conditioning? A day like this makes you really appreciate Carrier. You know what I'm saying? It really does. And Buffalo, New York, by the way, had a huge role in the development of air conditioning technology and the distribution thereof in the United States. But there was a time, for example, my parents were cheap. I've told you this before. My parents would stretch a nickel to the moon and then back again because they were cheap. Depression era parents, and of course, they watched every penny. So, no, I did not grow up in the Depression era. They grew up in the Depression era. So anyway, we never, growing up, had a car with air conditioning until one car, which I'll get into in a moment. But every single car that my dad bought, no air conditioning. We only had AM radio in the car, which probably says a lot. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And they weren't very fancy cars, but the only car that we ever had with air conditioning was back in the late 1970s. Dad went out and bought Mom an Oldsmobile Delta 88 Royale. I want to tell you something. That car was a piece of art. It truly was. I'm sad they really don't make Oldsmobiles anymore. The ride on that car was incredible. The amenities in that car were great. And I would bet you that that late 1970s Delta 88 Royale would hold its own in terms of comfort, handleability, and everything that is important in a vehicle, even acceleration, even today. But I remember the first time driving that car. You know, you get your permit and then you get your driver's license. Remember the first time driving a car with air conditioning? And I just thought it was the neatest thing ever. My cousin and I used to take that car when we'd drive to Cape Cod. And it was just such a great feeling. But because we both grew up with cheap parents, we were so used to having the windows down on really hot days that even though we had the air conditioning in the Delta 88 Royale, we frequently just rolled the windows down so we could get some nice summer air coming in. Maybe you still do that today when you crank up the radio or something and open up the sunroof. And why is it on the days you most would use a sunroof, you're using the air conditioning anyway? I got a big sunroof on my car, and I rarely use it because I've got the AC blasting. And, you know, that is vehicular air conditioning, which is, I think it's a great feature to have in a car. It helps keep you fresh. My car has air-conditioned seats. Is that not the height of decadence? Air-conditioned seats with little fans in there to blow the air around. It's kind of cool. I suppose it's not like a bidet or one of those high-tech toilets, but it is pretty cool to have air-conditioned seats. It does help in the constant struggle against SA, which is not to be confused with BS, which every woman today, I feel your pain, ladies, because we men need to understand what you go through with the perils of boob sweat. A day like today, a night like last night, brings out the boob sweat. Any woman is subject to boob sweat, whether you are a small-chested woman or whether you are a very well-endowed woman. However, the very well-endowed women have a real issue with under-the-boob sweat. It's a nasty thing, and you know, a lot of chafing goes on, and it's very uncomfortable, and it makes people feel icky. It makes people feel skanky. You can be, you know, this kind of weather, you can be the cleanest person in the world. You can take 3 showers a day. You know, you can be absolutely spotless clean. Like, a dog wouldn't be able to smell you in a room. That's how clean you are. Yet you step outside, you walk to the end of the driveway to get your mail, you walk back in, and you're dripping sweat. And the ladies may be dripping boob sweat. Of course, there are other conditions which this weather brings along. S.A. Oh, well, don't be offended here, but S.A. is an abbreviation for a condition which runs across the sexes, men, women, transgenders, whatever gender you happen to be. There's nothing worse than the horrifying terror of swamp ass. Swamp ass is a major problem in weather like this. Again, it's not fair. You could be the cleanest, most delicate little daisy flower in the whole world. Put you outside in weather like this, give it about 30 minutes, maybe ride a bike, maybe do some exercise, stand in a beer tent for a while, and you too will be a victim of SA. And it's really tough on the people with profuse SA because, depending on what they're wearing, sometimes it's actually visible to the untrained observer, and you just can't help but saying, OMG, that poor person. And by the way, the pictures of Donald Trump, President of the United States, who allegedly had a bout of, shall we say, stomach flu when on a golf course, those are not real pictures. That is not really President Trump. Who had an accident on the golf course and was told by the Secret Service that he'd had an accident and then he denied it. That's a fake story, and those pictures are absolutely bogus. Just thought I'd pass that along. So a lot of stuff goes on with the heat. I talked about the car air conditioning, and Mrs. Nerd is going to have friends over tonight because Mrs. Nerd has air conditioning. The friends do not. Now, the friends that are going to be sleeping with Mrs. Nerd tonight. Yeah, I figure I'd add some scandal to a very innocent talk. The friends who are going to be sleeping over there are really good people. They're nice people, respectable people. They have very good jobs, and it's not a financial thing with them. But for whatever reason, they do not have air conditioning. And I started to wonder, upon hearing this news, how many of my listeners do not have air conditioning, or how many of my listeners grew up without any air conditioning whatsoever in the house. When I was a little boy, we get back to my cheap parents. When I was a little boy, we didn't have any air conditioner whatsoever. None. Zero. Okay, sorry, Sandy Beach, I'm going to steal your shtick. Zero, zilch, nada, as far as air conditioning. Until one day, and again, interestingly, this also was in the late 1970s, they went out and they bought an air conditioner for their bedroom, mom and dad's bedroom. So that was air conditioned. And the thing was so big and it was so powerful that when they weren't sleeping, they would leave the bedroom door open, you know, on a hot day, just like it is right now. And believe it or not, that window unit air conditioner was strong enough to actually make the entire first floor of the home quite bearable, even on a day like this. Because this isn't the first time we've had days like this. It's summer. It happens, right? I mean, some summers it doesn't, but a lot of times it does. And it was some time after mom and dad got their air conditioner that an upstairs unit was made available. Because they got, as I recall, a new air conditioner for their room downstairs, and the older air conditioner went upstairs. That was many years after most of the people in my house, my siblings, moved out of the house. Never made a lot of sense to me. When we had four people living here who were your children, you didn't have air conditioning. Now that there's only me, we have air conditioning. And then I realized it was because they loved me more than they loved my siblings, and all was well with the world. It suddenly made a lot of sense to me. So I'm thinking, if you don't have air conditioning, is there a reason you don't have air conditioning? Is it a question of finances? Is it a question of you just don't believe in air conditioning? You think it's a waste of money? Are you concerned about the energy costs if you put air conditioning on? Because I think back to how absolutely sweltering it was back in the early to mid-1970s and the late 1960s in our house. We used to sleep, the kids used to sleep upstairs. The boys slept upstairs. And You talk about upstairs in one of those post-World War II town of Tonawanda houses, and you get a day like today, and it was stifling hot. It was the kind of heat, like our Facebook poster said, where you had to chew the air before you could actually breathe it. And I think back to the number of nights that we had a window fan, not an air conditioner, but a window fan in one of the windows. And it did make somewhat of a difference, not in terms of cooling things down, but in terms of circulating the air and making us feel in some weird way that it was getting cooler because of that circulating air, you know, getting the body heat off of us and washing it around the room. But here we are in 2019. And ever since I was a grown-up, my houses have had central air conditioning, whether it was, I take that back, Florida. Believe it or not, I did not have central air conditioning in Florida. I rented a house there. It had a window unit, but it cooled down the whole home. It wasn't a very big house. But Missouri, central air. First house in Buffalo, central air. Second house in Buffalo, central air. And I honestly, as much as I love summer and as much as I love the heat, I honestly don't know that I would want to live without air conditioning, even though I love summer. So if you don't have air conditioning, why don't you have air conditioning, and what are you going to do? Are you going to find a friend that has air conditioning, or are you just going to grin and bear it and tough it out in your own home? Because I know you guys are not snowflakes by any stretch, but my friends who are going over to Mrs. Nerds tonight because she has air conditioning and they don't, they're also not snowflakes whatsoever. But there comes a point when you've got kids, they got three kids and the husband and the wife, comes a point when you want a little bit of a respite, you want a little bit of a relief. And I'm thinking, how did we ever stay cool before the advent of air conditioning? I used to put ice cubes and cold water in a hot water bottle, one of those plastic things. Some people would call it an enema bag, but it really wasn't. It was a hot water bottle. I used to put really cold liquid in that and put my feet on it at night. Even without air conditioning, it did seem to make a difference, at least in my comfort level, if not in ambient temperature. Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. If you want to chime in on if you don't have air conditioning, what are you waiting for? If you don't have air conditioning, what are you doing to stay cool? And I told you my little secret from many, many years ago. Hot water bottle, cold water, ice cubes, put it on your feet, sleep so much better at night. At least it worked for me. Maybe it was all psychological, but it seemed to make things a little bit cooler. Hey, just keeping an eye on the radar situation. Oh, taking a look at the radar right now with these thunder and lightning storms which have come into the area. Right now, got a little bit of an update for you. The heaviest of the rain is right over the city of Buffalo. We're talking heavy rain, and we're talking thunder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And lightning, and there is another cell of really heavy rain that is happening over Clarence and surrounding areas. So the drive on Transit Road might be a little bit interesting today. And then the rain, not the heaviest of the rain, but some of the rain extends south and then to the east by Elma and all the way up into Niagara County, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Youngstown, Amherst. We're seeing rain. Grand Island is seeing rain. Niagara Falls is seeing rain. And it's almost like, I'd say, a good 60 to 70% of the northern part of Erie County is facing either rain or very, very heavy rain. And then looking out to the east, the rain is out of Batavia right now, but over Rochester, with the heaviest cell of rain being over Henrietta. And at least it is pulled back from the 90, the New York State Thruway, so hopefully it'll be a better drive for you on the 90. Somebody sent an email or something asking about the 90 being at a crawl. Did not say where on the 90 it was at a crawl. The 90 is a big road, and without some kind of a reference, it's really difficult to know of what you speak, because obviously it's a huge road. There's a lot of ground covered by the 90. So if you don't have air conditioning, are you thinking about getting air conditioning? Or is it just an expense you don't need? A window unit, central air conditioning? Of course, you'd call my friends John Locke for the central air conditioning system, of course. But maybe you've just got a good friend who will let you sleep over at his or her or their house on nights when it gets like this. I'm just saying. But somehow, most of us made it through a good part of our lives without air conditioning. Given the choice, I'd much rather have air conditioning than not have air conditioning. All right, now let's get on to the serious stuff on WBEN. You know, it was last Friday I started a string of shows that, people were interested in. And I want to revisit the topic, as I said I would last Friday, because there is so much interest, and I feel very strongly about this myself. When you look out at America right now, and you look out at the division which has escalated to hatred, and I don't think there's any doubt that the word hatred is a good one-word summary of the political climate in the United States right now. It is hatred. It is emotional, it is visceral, and it is hatred. Now, I've said on previous shows this week, after last Friday's show, that I see that the illegal invasion situation, I think, has been the tipping point for a lot of people who might have been on the sidelines, who might have just been politically disinterested or just apathetic. I think the illegal invasion of America is something which awakened people and probably drove them into the Trump camp and the camp of the right. That would be my strong guess anyway. I don't know that anything that has happened over the past few years has taken undecided people and made them go to the Democrat/Socialist Party. I would guess that most of the people who were in the middle are probably more inclined to be on Trump's team than the Antifa team or the Ocasio-Cortez team. I have no way to scientifically prove that. That's why I'll take your telephone calls on this. But the politics that is hatred. For example, we have two rallies coming up on Sunday. They're going to be at the same time. They'll be about a half mile away from each other. The one is pro-Donald Trump. By the way, WGRZ Channel 2, in your online article about the rallies this weekend, why did you guys give such short shrift to Russ Thompson's rally? It was almost like a promotion for Nate McMurray's rally, and Russ Thompson was an afterthought. So I'm just saying, Channel 2 was accused by Mark Poloncarz this week, basically, of being in the Republican, in the Republican basket, if you will. That interview with Dave McKinley, which actually came out, last weekend? He was not happy and seemed to infer that Channel 2 was not an unbiased media source. And I've got my own little grievance with Channel 2 today, the article online about the two rallies. It just seemed like Russ's rally, the pro-Trump rally, was an afterthought, and the anti-Trump rally was the main reason for the story. That's not very fair. It's not very balanced. It's not very much on my side. So where do you see everything going? I asked you this question last Friday, and I'm going to ask it to you again today, along with some other questions that I'll get into when you call in and we move things along a little bit. But where in the world is this country heading? I have heard nothing in the last several shows we've done about this very topic that would change my opinion that the future looks pretty bleak for this country in terms of being a United States of America. I don't think it can be. I said this on so many occasions, you're probably sick of hearing it as much as I'm sick of saying it, but before the Civil War, 1861 to 1865, there were two issues that caused that war. America agreed on pretty much everything, and there certainly wasn't the rancor about the other areas of disagreement as we see today in pretty much every area of disagreement, but it's pretty sobering to realize that our Civil War started because of slavery, one issue. states' rights, second issue. And the third issue, which the North claimed was the first issue when the war came out and they were soliciting people to join the army, was keeping the Union together. But the let's just say there are three reasons we had a civil war. Let's just say it was slavery, states' rights, and trying to keep the Union together. Those are three issues. Think about all of the commonality there was amongst the belief systems of this country back then. We were not a particularly diverse nation. It was basically a nation of Christians, maybe some deists thrown in, some Jews thrown in, but religiously it was kind of homogeneous. And yeah, of course you had your atheists as well, but by and large, America read the same Bible, recited the same prayers, and it still came to a war. Despite unity on, I would say, at least 90% of the key issues of the 1850s and 60s, this country managed to descend into civil war. And it descended into civil war because the South decided it was going to be aggressive when dealing with Fort Sumter. They looked at the American garrison on Fort Sumter as being invaders of their sovereign nation after they, South Carolina, had declared its independence from the United States. And they took the measures they felt were prudent to get the North off of Fort Sumter territory. Well, needless to say, and by the way, nobody was actually killed in that bombardment, which was a massive bombardment of Fort Sumter, which is kind of a minor miracle. But after that, the Union, the United States, kind of forced to call for 100,000 volunteers and begin planning for a military campaign against the rebellious states. I've often wondered how the Civil War and secession would have worked out for the South had the South not opened fire as belligerents in the Civil War on Fort Sumter and had tried to negotiate, after declaring independence, a separate nation known as the South. Don't know how that would have worked out, but by attacking Fort Sumter, the South Carolina and then the rest of the southern states kind of put the Union in a position where it had to do something, and that something had to be to meet violence with violence. And, of course, the first battle was at Manassas or Bull Run in Virginia. It didn't go very well for the United States. Stonewall Jackson and the southern people basically put the federal forces on the run. But that was a long time ago. You know, I look at the United States today, and I said this earlier, I'll say it again. It's very difficult to find an issue, whether it is taxation, whether it is driver's licenses for illegals, whether it is the invasion of America, tax policy, the media, you name it. And there is hatred. Abortion, didn't even get to abortion, absolutely hatred. You name it, and there is division on whatever issue you can think of. And division is just a nice way of saying hatred. I've never seen it like this. I never thought this country would be like this. And I want to find out where you guys think this is going. We did a show last Friday with this theme. We did three shows after Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on this theme. You've had a while to chew on things and to have it settle in. And one of the things I said last Friday that I find very, I find it interesting, I find it sad, and I think it's kind of a hint at what I think is going to happen in the future in this country, the division within the federal agencies. I told you about this last Friday, but had a chance to be educated for many hours by a retired lieutenant colonel from the Defense Intelligence Agency. And even within the Defense Intelligence Agency, there are political factions. I mentioned the cabal, the people on the left, versus the Trump alliance in this particular individual's circle of friends and acquaintances. And this is a guy who worked under Michael Flynn, who still keeps his toes in the water at DIA. You know, once you're in that line of work, you never really leave that line of work. Division within Defense Intelligence Agency. Kind of like the CIA, except with defense and stuff like that. Not that they don't work with CIA, but that's another story. NSA, same thing. So, also the federal law enforcement agencies. I mean, I know people who are, honest to God, legitimate federal agents. They're in my circle of friends. And the stories I hear about the division and about the lack of trust within federal law enforcement and other intelligence agencies are really scary, because these are agencies that are supposed to be working for all of us against common enemies, and they're internally working against each other, the various factions. That's not a good sign. Let's go to Dan in Springville first up. Dan, we've been talking about this for a while, and I want to know if anybody's changed their minds about anything we've talked about over the past several days, with the exception of yesterday. Where's all this heading?
Tom, I heard the comparison 20, 30 years before the Civil War. I mean, the President and Congress knew that they had to act and do something, knew that this was, starting to snowball and fester really bad, didn't do a thing, and that...
No, they kicked it down the road. They kicked it down to a down the road to a point where it couldn't be kicked any further.
Gee, you think starting out with Daddy Bush all the way through Obama, they haven't been kicking it down the road to the next guy, and now the next guy wants to do something about it or wants to stand strong about it, and that's where the opposition is. It's like, come on. They know that they got to do something about it. They know that it's tearing the country apart, but you know what? They sit there in Washington, D.C., in the Crystal City, and collect their money from the taxpayers, and they do nothing to address this problem.
So do you think, as I do, that this issue has metastasized into the tipping point in America?
You know what, Tom? I don't see how it couldn't, because as more people come into this country, more illegal immigrants come into this country, and you know what? Don't get me wrong. I mean...
Please don't say that you support immigration done legally, because we shouldn't have to say that anymore.
Absolutely not. What I'm just trying to say is that I believe a portion of them come in, they work hard, whatever, but they got to come in the right way. And the problem is that they're in here, and somebody takes them under their wing and says, you know what, these people are screwing you. These people on the other side want you gone, so obviously, that's your enemy. And that's how things get out of hand. And I mean, why not be able to sit down and talk about it? But
so where do you see? I'm running up against a break naturally. So explain to me where you think this is all going.
I think that you're going to see open revolt in the next 10 years. From various liberal progressive states. And, either something's got to be cracked down, or, it'll be, pooper get off the pot for the president at that point.
Now, if you got something else to say, I'll put you on hold till after the news at 4, and I'll have an extended commercial-free segment coming up after the news at 4. I want your answers. Where is all of this hatred going? Every single day it's on display. You might get frustrated every time you turn on the media. I know I do.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.